this morning. That is good news. But what is in question is wheelchair accessibility at train stations around Brisbane. If you're in a wheelchair, you still can't catch a train from any station in Brisbane. Michael Berkman is the Greens member for Maywar. He's written to the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, who you'll hear from in a moment. He wants to get Auchenflower and Tooringa stations in his electorate made wheelchair accessible. Here's what Michael Berkman said to Craig and Loretta a little earlier this morning.
We've asked that that those stations in particular be upgraded to meet modern disability access standards by 2020, and that the government meet the legislated federal requirement for station accessibility by 2022. And look, his response has been pretty similar from questions I've put to him in estimates through to a written response we got recently, which is that the government is not going to meet those accessibility standard deadlines of 2022. And look, the view that he put in estimates is essentially that we're not on our own. Other states are going to fail to meet these. So that's just the way of it, which frankly, I just don't think is good enough.
Michael Berkman, the member for Maywar. Mike Bailey is the Transport Minister. Minister, when will Auchenflower and Tooringa train stations be wheelchair accessible?
Well, Auchenflower is a fully funded upgrade. It's in design right now. So that's been well known and announced. And what we're committed to, Rebecca, is to make the public transport system as fully accessible for all Queenslanders, not just for people in wheelchairs, but also for people who've got hearing issues, who've got sight disabilities. We want an accessible network for all those kinds of people.
Sure, and it's a big job, but I guess just some specifics there. You said Auchenflower's been funded for an upgrade. What is the end date of that so that people who are in wheelchairs and need that level of accessibility in and around Auchenflower, when will that be?
Oh, well, that specific station, I'd have to come back to you on that, but it is fully funded and it's in design at the moment. We consult communities about the design to make sure we get them right. It is part of 11 stations that are fully funded for disability upgrades by the Palaszczuk government. Three are under construction right now at Moray Field, Boondall and Strathpine. And we're not doing just doing Auchenflower in terms of design. We've got East Ipswich, Dakabin, Buranda, Albion, Cannon Hill, Fairfield and Logan Lee also on that list as part of a $300 million program to upgrade stations to make them accessible for Queenslanders.
Over what time period? Because people are used to politicians making multi-million dollar commitments and promises that sometimes don't come to fruition. What is the time frame for those stations to be upgraded, which you say are fully funded, and wheelchair accessible?
Well, each station has a slightly different timetable because there's different issues. You've got to keep the station open and operational right throughout the construction. So every station has different design issues. But those three that are underway will be obviously completed over the next year or so. I'd have to come back to you on specific dates. The eight stations that are in design, they're all fully funded and committed to, so they will definitely happen, I can assure you of that. And then the way that we deal with this is we always consult our accessibility reference group, which has a range of people from groups like the Guide Dogs Queensland, Vision Australia, Spinal Life, MS Society, Arthritis Queensland, Better Hearing, for instance. We talk to them about stations and what the next RAP should be after that. We've got 152 rail stations across southeast Queensland. By the time we finish these 11 upgrades, 83% of passengers on the current network will have an accessible station, and then it's a rolling program, so we'll then be doing another range after that. And historically, Rebecca, of course, the upgrades have happened on the stations with the high volumes first, and then you work your way down through the system so you can get maximum benefit for commuters, in terms of your expenditure, and that's the way the system works.
The Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, is my guest this morning, ABC Radio Brisbane. My name's Rebecca Lavingston. Minister, last year in estimates you said that you didn't think that any state would meet the federal disability standard, saying all stations should be 100% accessible by 2022. Who got that wrong?
Well, look, this is a challenge for every state. You know, New South Wales, they've only got accessible stations on 53% of their stations. This is a challenge for the whole country because obviously the upgrades have a considerable cost. They need to be done. We're totally committed to doing them. But it's not a cheap process. So that's why we've got a $300 million program, and we're rolling that out as quickly as we can in consultation with the local communities around those stations who use them to make sure that we get them right.
When you say as quickly as we can, the issue, though, is that you can't say an end date. So I'm thinking about Poppy, who's in a wheelchair this morning. She's a schoolgirl. I think she's about 12 years old. I met her a couple of years ago. So I'm just putting her into the picture here, and she's listening to you as her transport minister, and she's going, so when will I have the same kind of access? So when you use words like as quickly as possible, when you can't give an end time frame on it, it becomes hard to get a handle on exactly how that will roll out.
Well, look, we've got 11 stations being done now. I think that shows a very strong commitment, and we've completed 5 other stations over the last couple of years, for instance, at Graceville, at Dinmore, Nambour, Alderley and Newmarket. So I think that shows a very strong level of commitment. But I think when you look at the fact that it's a challenge across every state, it's no doubt a national issue.
But it'd be great if Queensland could lead the way, if Brisbane could lead the way, wouldn't it?
Well, we're certainly doing our best to do that, Rebecca. And with these 11 stations completed, we will have 83% of current passengers will have an accessible station, and we're starting to then work our way through the next raft of stations to increase that. I want to get it to 100%, and I want so that people with all kinds of disabilities can access them, as well as, for instance, parents with prams, people with injuries, that sort of thing. They obviously need these upgrades as well. But look, $300 million program is not a small program. That's a very substantial commitment.
Someone's just texted in saying the Graceville station was upgraded at great cost 2 years ago, but disability access did not occur. Was that a missed opportunity?
Well, that's certainly not accurate. There are lifts there that's actually in my electorate, and there's a whole raft of things that have been put in there. The lifts there, you know, a gentleman with a wheelchair there on the opening day, he was very, very happy about the upgrade. So I know that station, it certainly has been made accessible. It was a $20 million upgrade. There were a whole range of things that were done there to make it a better station and much more accessible. So I'm not sure on what basis claim is being made there.
Okay, Minister, can I put in a question for a future conversation that we will have? You made it very clear that you're committed to 100% accessibility as quickly as possible. You've made it clear that you won't hit that mark by 2022. Can you come back to me when you have an actual time frame for it? And I reckon that will be the sort of scaffolding that people in wheelchairs in Brisbane would really appreciate.
Well, we'll work very hard on this, Rebecca, and we'll be looking at, once these current crop of 11 are done, it's a rolling program. So we'll be looking at future stations, obviously, before these stations are completed.
Yeah, you said that, but Minister, you plan long in advance for this kind of accessibility. It's the kind of thing that's, that people will say it's fundamental to a modern, sophisticated city.
Absolutely.
To say that things are in train, we accept that, we understand that, but to have an actual time frame for when it will be 100%, which you're saying is your commitment, that's the thing that I'm searching for.
Sure. Now, look, I understand that, Rebecca, and that's not clear at this stage, but we have this very strong program, and we will continue to roll out upgrades across the network in consultation with the disability community. And, those stations that have been done, people are seeing the benefit of it. We've got 11 happening right now, and there will be more after that as a priority.
Appreciate your time this morning, Minister. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rebecca.
The Transport Minister, Mark Bailey.